Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, if I could ask you to do the roll call.
Trustee Dye.
Here.
Trustee Freckleton.
Yep.
Trustee Holness.
Here.
Trustee Howard.
Present.
Trustee Quiatek.
Here.
Trustee Lloyd.
Here.
And Trustee Lubai is absent.
Great. And do we have any requests for public participation?
We have one, but I don't know if they're here. Brian Paul O'Sullivan is not here.
Not here. Great. With that, we will move on to the consent agenda. Does anybody have an item that they wish to remove or discuss?
I need to remove the two Halifax Health Agreements on page 11, please.
Okay, great. Thank you. So the other consent agenda items, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
With hearing no objections in, those were passed. The other two, the Halifax ones, with Trustee Quiatek abstaining. Any questions or discussion? A motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
And,
okay.
Hang on, I'm sorry. There's two, both, okay. So we need to, it was just a last minute minor change, so we just want to make sure you have that in front of you.
Just want to quickly tell us what the minor change was.
Tim, do you want to come up here and just explain those changes?
Just since they haven't had a chance to read it, I want to make sure we...
Attorney, I think, got their hands on it.
Yes. See if this is on. So we did have one minor change under number 5 on the Endowed Fund for Nursing Student Success. The second line in what was mailed read, and I need to bring it up here on my phone, read, Donors acknowledge and agree that in connection with the administration and management of the endowment funds, the foundation may charge certain expenses against the endowment funds for administration, management, and similar charges. Halifax struck that as a part of a red line. I checked with Dennis Shelley, who's been our board chair and an attorney, and he recommends that is covered under the policies in the first sentence. So there's no problem with it from an expense standpoint, but that is a change that they made on the statement and returned. And then there was one other one that is, let me find this, in number 8.
To clarify that change, is that the charge still occurs.
The charge will still occur. And according to the board's the foundation board's policy, and it stated how the endowments are charged, we pay 28 basis points to the investment company, PFM, that we use to manage our funds. And then on number 8, let me see if this, it looks like that remained the same. Trying to see if there was one other change. Yes, under number 4, the very last sentence, however, an annual report of the use of the property in the fund plus any additions to the endowment shall be presented annually to the CEO of the donor. So we'll report annually back to Jeff Fiesel and Halifax Health. As I said, our board member, Quiatek, and I've talked about this. I've talked with Dennis Shelley, our former board chair, still on our board, and the cost of what investments are 28 basis points is not in question. It comports with policy. I don't believe there are any changes on the other agreement other than the number 8 publicity again and the reporting of the endowment presented under number 4. So there are two agreements. There's an endowment agreement, $900,000, and then there's a restricted agreement. The endowment comes to the foundation to be used, the income off of that will be used to pay salary for a nursing student success person. The $100,000, the restricted agreement, is for directly for scholarships for nursing students. And this is a part of the LINE grant that we applied from the state of Florida for and received a match. So any questions?
Okay. Just to make sure we're clear on it, how about a new resolution just for these two with the changes?
Motion to approve. Motion.
Second. Any questions or discussion? Motion passes. Thanks. With that, Dr. Labasa, over to you.
Did you do the other agreements?
We did. We did that first.
We're all set. Okay. Great. All
righty. Well, we want to certainly thank Halifax Health as well as Advent Health for participating in that match grant that, you know, did all total up to $3.8 million to help with producing nurses here in our community that we certainly need. So thank you to Halifax and Advent. Other updates, we've been busy since last meeting. We had our Daytona State Golf Invitational fundraiser, which was a good event, well attended, helped support our volleyball team. I made it up to Tallahassee and met with several of our delegation as well as the Senate President's office to discuss our legislative priorities. As I mentioned earlier, I did have a meeting with the mayor and Commissioner Reed regarding our rezoning application and explained what we were doing, and they seemed fully supportive of it, so we're on our way there. And congratulations to Randy Dye for being recognized for Glenn Ritchie Leadership Award. We got to see Randy up there just a few weeks ago. We hosted our, I think this is our fifth now, Alliance 4 event. So this is an event that we partner with CareerSource, where we partner with CareerSource business and industry and economic development people, and we have them on campus, and it's a kind of a workshop environment where we get to listen to them and the things that they need and any ideas that they have for programming. So, you know, I think that's one of the ways, but how, you know, new programs come to be, and also where if we're doing something in a program and there's a new way to do it, that's where we get to hear it there. So we get some great input from that. I also participated in a Team Volusia meeting. It's still confidential, but other than it's hosting, and this is the role we play at the college, hosting a potential new company to come in town. I think Embry Riddle was involved as well, and other community leaders. So I think we did a good job presenting what we can do to provide talent, and that's our piece of the economic development puzzle. And so hopefully this company, I think it's down to four locations, Daytona being one of them. So hopefully we will win that one. And just wanted to take a moment to reintroduce Bill Tiller. Bill, are you here? Stand up there. Bill Tillard is back on an interim basis as our Director of Campus Safety. For those of you that don't know, Bill had served, he retired from Daytona Beach PD as a lieutenant and then served at the college 20-plus years. And he retired and then retired from us. And he's back as we're in the process of a search to replace the Director of Public Campus Safety. So, Bill, welcome back.
Thank you.
And then I'd like to take a moment to Joey Cantanes and Nishad Mackey. If you could stand up, please come up here in front. I want to brag on these guys a little bit here. Joey, raise your hand. He's our head coach. Nishad, assistant coach and Daytona State alum and Embry-Riddle alum, basketball player. Came back to coach with us, but I just want to congratulate them. Lloyd has made the last couple games and wanted to bring them up here, and they're having a fantastic run. They just secured the conference championship, and we have their last home game tonight at 7:30. 21-3?
We are 25-3.
Selling you short there.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
25 and 3, and a very good run, and above all, they're doing it the right way, and that they are developing young men to be successful not only here but wherever they go on in the future, and so I wanted to congratulate them and give them a round of applause. Joey, if you'd like to share a few words about the team.
We are, we're 25 and 3. He's trying to steal wins from us. They're all hard, all right, tonight. Tonight's going to be hard also. But it is, first of all, it's amazing to be a part of the Daytona State community. Proud alum, met his wife here actually, now has 3 kids. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of the Daytona State, yeah, baby Falcons. But it is. If you don't spend a lot of time in athletics, I invite you. We play tonight. Come check it out. I really do believe we're changing lives. He's a product of that. We've had over 60 Division I college coaches come watch our team, come watch our players. So we're providing opportunities to them, and I'd like to say we're changing their lives. So thank you for the support to them.
Go Falcons.
I just want to say it was part of my rehabilitation that I went and started watching the games that I could, hobbled in, and they're great. Great coaches and great, great basketball players. And I never see him get upset while he's out there, but I know at halftime he lays into them because they come back out and they're shooting their buns off. But it does help my rehabilitation. Believe me.
It helps yours. It puts a little stress on mine.
Yeah. and I look forward to tonight. I'll be there. I get my son. He'll drive me down here. We'll watch the game tonight. And kudos to you. And when you go to the state, the playoffs, whatever, I'm going to make sure I'm there to watch you guys bring the trophy back home. Thanks a lot for all you do. And please just let the kids know that there's somebody up here that sits and watch them, and they're great kids. And I hope a lot of them get scholarships to Division I schools. And just keep up the good work. Thanks again.
Thank you. And that concludes my report.
Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
The College Council.
Good afternoon. We have 3 items for your approval. The first item is the property in Holly Hill. That is lease number 4200, Amendment 1. Just as a bit of background, the college leased property at Holly Hill, and the college intended to transfer that property to the city of Holly Hill. And this board approved the consent to transfer that property to the city of Holly Hill. However, the state has come back now and requiring different language. So as opposed to the original language of consenting the transfer of that property, it's now requiring that the college release the property back to the state. So to comply with the state's requirement, we're requesting the board to approve the consent to the release of the property back to the State Internal Improvement Trust Fund, as well as recommendation to the board.
Have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. Second item is the request for a proposal for the student housing market study, phase 2. So the college has solicited firms to do a market study for the feasibility demand for a second residence hall. Those proposals have come in and are being reviewed by the evaluation committee. So as such, we're requesting the board to authorize the college to enter an agreement with the top-ranked proposer so it can move forward with a market study as well as recommended to the board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Final item is a proposed easement agreement at the DeLand campus. So as background, a developer intends to purchase some property adjacent to the DeLand campus, and it intends to build a Wawa there. So that developer has reached out to the college with a proposed easement agreement, and there would be two easements. One would be an easement to access the property, and two would be an easement for signage. So we're requesting the board to authorize the college to negotiate that proposed easement agreement with the developer and to bring that final negotiated agreement to the board at the next upcoming board meeting.
Move approval.
Any questions or discussion?
Yeah. So this only obligates us as far as the discussion goes with this particular developer, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Correct.
Any other questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Finance.
Nope. No.
Facilities. Skipping facilities. Sorry about that.
I don't mind yielding to finance if we need. Really, two items that we have. The first one is where we would like to get approval to move forward with extending our architectural continuing service agreement for 1 year only. Next year, we are planning to go back out for an RFQ. The three firms that are included in this are DJ Design, which is a local architect, Hausman Architecture, and KMF Architects.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. The next one is approval from the board for the architectural master site plan that was reviewed at the workshop before this one.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
And now the much anticipated finance.
All right, now the moment you've been waiting for. Our financial report through January 31st, 2023, we're now about 58% of the way through the fiscal year. All right, so from a revenue standpoint, you can see we've now collected $23.3 million, or 84% of our tuition and fee revenue, $27.5 million, or 49% of our state revenues. The state revenues are still lagging a little behind due to the lottery funds that'll kick in this particular month, February. We start receiving the lottery appropriations, which is the same as past history. And we've collected $3.8 million, or 56% of our other revenue sources, $2.5 million, 100% of our board-approved transfers that were set out at the beginning of the year. So in total, we've now collected $57.1 million, or 61% of our operational budget of $93.5 million. All right, taking a look at the expense side, budget to actual, we've now expended $36 million, or 51% of our personnel budget through January 31st. We've obligated $15.3 million, or 75% of our current expense budget. Of that amount, $11.2 million has been expended, with the remaining $4.1 million encumbered and tied to open purchase orders. We've obligated $1.6 million, or 53% of our capital outlay budget. Of that, we've expended $657,000 and encumbered the remaining $913,000. In total, we've now obligated $52.9 million, or 57% of our total operational budget. If you remove the encumbrances, you'll see the bottom there. We've now expended in total $47.9 million, or 51% of the budget. So from an expenditure standpoint, we're in good shape at this point, this juncture of the year, actually coming in, you know, under budget in most cases. This is our snapshot of our carry forward funds for the operating fund, Fund 1. We started the year with the $18.4 million. Of that, $5.1 million is the 5% state required reserve. $2.4 million is our board designated reserves. $9.7 of unallocated reserves. And then $1.1 million of encumbrances and rollover funds from open purchase orders from the prior year. So as of the date of this report, January 31st, you can see we've got a net projected fund balance of $16.4 million in our operating fund. Okay, taking a look at the revenue budget versus actual on our revenues year over year, the slide shows you that we've collected 61% of our revenues in the current fiscal year. At the same time last year, we had collected 59%. Very consistent year over year from a revenue collection standpoint. Okay, we always showed the three-year analysis of our student tuition and fees. I think the last board meeting I mentioned that it's a little skewed, and it still remains that way because the lost revenue that we've recuperated through the federal HERF funds has been recorded earlier this year versus what it was last year. So of the 3 million bottom line, about a little over 900,000 of that is lost revenue that was recorded and in that number. If you peel that away, then we're looking at about a $600,000 increase year over year in the bottom line, which is about 2.8%, and that reflects about what we're seeing, both where we landed in fall from an enrollment standpoint and spring being slightly up from a fee paying enrollment standpoint. So all in all, yeah, we are doing better than last year, enrollment, fee paying, FTE. And this will begin to level off once we get further into the year and the numbers catch up with the timing differences of when we recorded lost revenues and so forth. Shifting over to our expenditures, budget to actual, again, year over year. You can see we've expended 51% of our personnel budget this year versus 49% at the same time last year. Of our current expenses, we've obligated 75% this year, also 75% at the same juncture last year. And our capital outlay budget, we've obligated 53% this year versus 42% last year. So we're spending a little quicker this year on the capital outlay side. Okay, now shifting over to our capital project fund, Fund 7. This slide shows our major control accounts in our funding sources in Fund 7. All the expenditures going out, encumbrances, as well as payments and receipts coming in. A recap of that particular slide is here. We started the year with $49.9 million, cash and appropriations received of $7 million. And we've now obligated $25.6 million. Of that, $15 million is true expenditures at this point in time, and the other $10.5 million is encumbered, tied to purchase orders as well. So our net fund balance per January 31st is $31.3 million. And of that amount, we have about $10.3 million committed to date, and the remaining $20.9 million uncommitted and available for future projects. Okay, this slide, yeah, as I think I mentioned last meeting, it's continuing to grow as we do more and more projects through the deferred maintenance and the various ongoing projects we had either appropriated or otherwise. The only new project added since the last time we met is the very bottom one, the IT payroll online automation. Other than that, the remaining 12 were on there last time. So all the active projects, and again, this list only highlights major projects that are over $100,000 from a budget standpoint. Okay, that concludes the financial report for January. Next item is our informational item, all payments over $50,000 for the month of January. There's your list. Okay, the next item I had is part of the LINE grant, the initiative that Tim and Dr. Labasta spoke about earlier. This is of course a state initiative, and if colleges were able to find a healthcare partners, you could partner up and get state matching funds. And we were fortunate enough to get two providers, Halifax Health and Advent, to the tune of $1.9 million. So our state grant match is also $1.9 million. What we set forth in the grant agreement is to replace a lot of the aging simulation equipment. Much of it's outlined here with just estimated cost at this point. Reason that we wanted to bring it to the board this meeting, number one is it exceeds our purchasing contract authority of $195,000. And with no board meeting in March, we wanted to get a jump on ordering this equipment, finalizing the agreements with the vendor, so that we can hopefully order and receive the equipment prior to the June 30th grant deadline. So with that, we would like board approval.
So moved.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. And my final item here is a budget transfer request. Each year we take to the board as part of the budget cycle an amount that would be transferred from our Fund 1 operating fund to our Fund 2 restricted funds for grant matching purposes. With the ongoing increase, just sheer volume of grants that we've been receiving this year and the last couple of years, really. More and more grants, meaning more and more cash matches are sometimes necessary. So what we're asking here is for the board authorization to approve a transfer of $175,000 from our Fund 1 operating fund to Fund 2 for grant matching purposes that'll carry us through the end of this fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Great. Thank you.
Tom, to the constituent heads.
Yes, and today we have Charisse Ramos presenting for our SGA. Our SGA is in Tallahassee as we speak. They do a rally in Tally, and they're out there with our legislative priorities and meeting with the delegation.
Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm happy to announce that we have completed our SGA elections, and we have some new members. We have a new president. Her name is Gayelle Vitalian. She's pursuing a BA in healthcare management, and she is from West Palm Beach. We also have three new officers. They are the Senator of Student Activities, the Senator of Athletics, and a Treasurer. And those are Ebony Mitchell, William Martinez, and Tanisha Bryan. And as Dr. Lobasso mentioned, Gayla's not here today because she's in Tallahassee. She is at the FCSSGA Leadership Conference. And with Gayla, we have our Vice President, Jose. We have our Resident Hall Representative, Sierra. And with them is our Student Life Director, Elijah, and our Student Life Coordinator, Hannah. And they'll be meeting with Senator Travis Hudson and Representative Tom Leek to advocate for our legislative priorities here at the college. Other than that, that is all I have. We look forward to working with Gayelle and assisting her with all of the new and exciting things that they'll be doing as they move forward with a new generation of SGA. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Alicia is not here today. She's working on our SAC COC report. That is something we'll be sending off here in a few weeks. Nothing really to report other than preparing for elections next month, and she looks forward to presenting from the Counseling and Accessibility Office. After that, we have John Penny for Career Employees Association. John? I don't see John. Okay. John's not here. And for Paul Capps, we have Liz Barnes to do an update on Faculty Senate.
Hi, I'm Liz Barnes. I'm currently serving as Faculty Senate's Vice President. I also teach in the School of Humanities and Communication, and I have the best job on campus, I think, and that is to help our incredible Academic Support Center and Writing Center specialists support the work that we are doing in classrooms across our county. So really exciting stuff. Today, I'm here to talk about some recent Faculty Senate business. We passed a motion to create a student award, and I'm here just to say that we did. We were able to find a recipient for the student award funded by Faculty Senate, thanks to Tim Norton and his crew in the foundation for helping us provide this award. I also want to say thank you to professors Jennifer Bell, Erica Blanken, Margie Hensler, Lee Kenyon, Mike Zuba, Mike McLean, and Nancy Duke, again, representative of disciplines from across our faculty and disciplines. And they are the ones who helped select this student. Most importantly for them, in addition to just choosing somebody who is a great part of our community and has a great GPA, great student, we wanted to make sure that this was an award given to somebody who hadn't already received a scholarship. So this is a unique award for the student, and her name is Magdalene Millard. She is part of Phi Theta Kappa, and I don't know if this is a very dense list of the things that she does for her community. Really incredible, just to say that she's done things like handing out COVID relief food boxes with New Life Community. She's worked on many fundraisers with the Wanda Bruce Ministries, putting together Easter baskets, helping with Christmas, toy giveaways, working with 4-H Adventures, really just helping even clean these facilities and just really make them wonderful places for youth in our community and people of our community. So a wonderful student that we were able to support, and that's all I've got for today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Liz. And Liz also probably unofficially is the person that keeps the Student Center going in a lot of times as well. Her office is in the Student Center. So that's right. That's right. And for professional counsel, we have Billy Joe Dunaway, who I see sometimes sprinting through the Student Center going to her next meeting. So.
Yes, that's often me, one meeting to the next. And since career employees weren't here today, let me give a shout out for them. The chili cook-off is going to be tomorrow here on campus. So if you have the opportunity to attend the chili cook-off, I know they're going to give awards for the best chili and the spiciest chili. You can buy bowls and samples, and it's a terrific event. Lots of professionals participate in that as well. So if you can, head on out and enjoy that tomorrow. Professional counsel, change my hat. Professional counsel met last week. We have some exciting things going on. We're going to be restarting our Spotlight Awards. So I get to tell you about wonderful professionals who are doing wonderful things at the college. So we're starting that. It is tax season, so it's time to get your taxes done. We talked a lot about tax help that you can get. We have some that we go through here, and then, of course, there are other services as well. We're also going to have a munch and mingle lunch for professionals in March, so we can do some networking opportunities there. That is what I have as my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy Joe.
Thank you.
Oh, and I forgot to also say this weekend, Saturday, Halifax is actually having a 5K, and they use our campus. So if you're going by campus and you see a lot of folks running around, we're partnering up there, and Halifax is going to have their I guess it's a fundraiser.
Heart and Vascular 5K.
5K, yeah. So, and that's what this big sign out front is out there getting prepared for. So
we see you at the front of the pack.
Never at the front. Maybe in the back. That's the report.
Great, thank you. Well, just a few comments. First off, Lloyd, it made my day to see you back at the meeting here today. You know, it's when you I've always admired Lloyd's engagement with the college. I think obviously we're all engaged, we care a lot about it, but when you hear him talk about the basketball team, you know, it's not just that he likes basketball, which I assume he does. But I think he truly respects and enjoys engaging with the students and the coaches, and says a lot about Lloyd. So thank you for doing that. Randy, congrats on your award. Another great example of the type of board we have here. And Kelly with Halifax, thanks so much for your company's support of the college, and this in so many other ways before that. So we greatly appreciate that. You know, you heard Dr. Lovasso mention already that it's the legislative session that he's gone down and advocated. I know each of us, you know, may have a connection with one or more legislators. I just encourage you. I've got my card in my pocket here. Hopefully you have your card. But, you know, drop them a phone call, a note, take them to lunch, invite them to campus. They're busy this time of the year, I get it, but hearing from as many constituents as they can certainly helps advocate for our cause. So I encourage you all to do that. Bill, welcome back. Thanks for agreeing to come back and serve in an important role for us. Glad to meet you today. And you know, I always like to pay attention, as I've told you before, to the emails we get that talk about what's happening at Daytona State. And the one that caught my eye recently was the online, the U.S. News and World Reports. And that's an amazing achievement, one that I think Daytona State doesn't brag enough about. So if you look at that list, and tell me if I get this wrong, but you'd have to go, I think, in the entire top 50, they're the only entity that isn't a university. So, you know, the only college that made that top 50 and the highest ranked college in the state system. So says a lot about you and your team and how much effort they put into it. I know those are not easy surveys to complete and gather all the information. So congratulations. Appreciate all your hard work on that.
It's Embry-Riddle as well. You guys did well again.
Yeah, well, as did you guys. So congrats. And with that, I will turn it over to Vice Chair Holness.
Today was a great day. The workshop was really good in helping us to look at our futuristic needs. And that first page about what they learned, I was telling Tom, put on a chart and kind of check off as we have accomplished. So it's exciting to see what is coming for our wonderful college. I've told you often that when I'm out shopping or around, when I run across young adults who I think should be in college, I usually ask them, what school do you go to? And it's amazing the number that tell me they go to Daytona State. And I ask them, well, what do you like about the school? And you should just see their faces. They just light up. And it's just, they talk about the interactions, how the professors care about them. Because those who are not there, I try to encourage them to come and to remind them about our tuition. But when you're out sometime, you might just stop when you see a young adult who you think might be college material, college there. Just kind of ask them if you're in school, you know, where do you go? And just hear yourself how they talk about this campus. And it says so much about the leadership and the professional staff that we have. And I hope that you'll share that with your faculty to let them know. Sometimes you don't think that people are listening or they appreciate you. But these students that I've talked to really appreciate the caringness of their professors and the output that they take. And it's just nice to see how their faces just glow when they talk about this campus. And Lloyd, it is so good to see you. And Randy, we're just so proud of you. Continue to be a leadership in our community. It's good seeing everybody.
You bet. Randy?
Well, I would thank everybody for acknowledging the surprise that I got from the chamber. Also think it's important to note, since we're talking about that, you know, Kelly did a remarkable job as the chamber chairperson. And for the first time in the chamber's history, the gavel was passed from woman to woman. So I think that's a big deal. And I know that was planned, but they were both, they're both extraordinarily capable people. And I think it's an exciting time, not to mention Kelly sang. So that's always good too.
Nelly, I was going to say it was amazing how well Nelly sung.
Yeah. And I echo the chairman's comments and Betty's comments about Lloyd. That was the highlight. No offense to the content of the meeting today. The content was great, but to see Lloyd back, that was exciting for sure. And congratulations to the basketball program. You know, shame on you for not knowing how many times they've won. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, go Falcons, for goodness sakes. Yeah, right. But, hey, listen, it's been a good meeting. I'm excited as well to look at the, you know, the 5 and 20-year plan and all that's in between that. And you know, it's not – a lot of times you sit through those kinds of presentations and you question how much of that is hyperbole and just, you know, what ifs. And there's a lot more confidence – I have a lot more confidence in what I saw because we've experienced it, right? And we're experiencing it every day. So I think that was a much more meaningful presentation, and excited to be a part of it for as long as Lord willing, and the same, you know, that I get to serve here.
Thank you. Boyd.
I just want to first thank all the faculty, staff, the board members, the president, for all your prayers and your well wishes for me. After I went on, I didn't know anything. I woke up, I was in a bed and looking up, and there was one young lady. She's a CNA, and I forgot to bring her number and stuff because I told her she wants to come back and get her, and I told her, I said, give me a chance to work on it and get you back here. But she was so good because when they all come in, I said, where did you get your, did your studies or whatever? Daytona State. So it was good. But I am happy to be back. I really am. I'm a little bit weak. I'm trying to get stronger, lost some weight, and trying to find clothes that can fit me. But my taste buds are coming back. The basketball team, I mean, that was my rehabilitation. I sat there with my son and watched these kids. I mean, they just come out and blow everybody away. And if they're close at the end of the first half, that second half, they come out, I mean, just stomping on them.
Watch your energy.
And I'm looking for Will. Will, a great choice in getting that wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Whoever it was, got a great coach, great staff, and I'm just happy to be here back with my peers. And I'm mending. Thanks again.
Go Falcons.
Kelly.
Sure. Well, I echo so much that's been said. Congratulations to Randy. It was an honor getting to present you with that award. And welcome back, Lloyd. It's great to see you. I wanted to thank Tim Norton for all his work. Working with Halifax is sometimes not a straight line, and so he has just done an excellent job navigating that and getting us to today, even if it was 5 minutes before the meeting started. I really, too, I enjoyed the presentation today as the newbie on the board. Kind of getting to see where we're headed just makes me feel such pride, and both the 5 and 20 years, it's just exciting to see where we're headed. And also, kind of like Betty, I have a very regular babysitter who studied cosmetology here, and it was exciting to kind of watch her go through that program, and she's gotten her first job. I mean, I don't know, I guess working for me didn't really count. So she got her first real job, and she's been at it a couple months, and she just, by the time she gets to my house, she is just so proud. She's getting rave reviews from her training. And so from kind of going from this big scale look to just kind of a very small scale, even at our house, it's just, anyway, it's just really cool. So the work being done all over is really, really good to see. So that's all I have.
Bob.
You know, we listened to Lloyd talk about cheering for the Falcons and supporting the basketball team, so you have to accept our cheers and support for you. We're happy to have you back, and great to see you fit and fiddle. So I got to spend Monday, President's Day, in Simi Valley, California, at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, and it struck me, when you look at his desk, in the Oval Office, he had a plaque and he had a number of sayings that he had on there. But the one I love is, it can be done. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that, and I thought about what the master plan that we saw today and all the things, the attitude at Daytona State College, and it embodies that slogan. It can be done. And so I love that. I think it's positive, and I hope we all keep that in mind and as we charge forward. Go Falcons.
Great. Thank you, Bob. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting.